Blog Talk Radio.
Sounding tonight. Let me open up your mics. Shalom, shalom, shalom. 612-324. I see your number on here about three times. I don't know what Blog Talk is doing, but your number's there about three times. I apologize to everyone. Can I get a one if I can be heard okay?
Yes, you can be heard.
Yes, you can.
All right, thank you. All right. I apologize to everyone. Got caught up in traffic and left a little bit later than we were supposed to from where we were at. And that is what happened. And so you know, we want to be faithful to this thing. and to celebrate the new moon service and the Feast of Trumpets on this evening. Give me a hot second here. I am still running a little bit behind. I'm going to play some music, and we will get started. I pray everybody has had a blessed day and that you are ready to go before the Most High and to keep richly from his word and to praise him. So give me a hot second to get set up.
But I'm so glad that he's willing to and I know it, but I'm so glad, yeah, that he had a change of plans and my future I'm
you in the master's name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. Let me do a sound check one more time, see if my headset took over or whether I'm still having to do this within my hand. Are you able to hear me okay?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. All right, maybe I can do this way. All right, let us get started here. Let me have the ladies to cover their heads, men on your heads. I want to welcome everybody out to the Feast of Trumpets and the New Moon Festival for September. It just so happens that the beginning of the month, the seventh month, is the Feast of Trumpets, but it's also the New Moon, the beginning of the month. And so we want to take time to worship our Elohim in honor him in these days. For the Feast of Trumpets, the Most High came down to visit Israel. And he came with the blowing of the trumpets. I truly believe this is the way he's going to return, the same way that he appeared before our forefathers. That being said, let us do our statement of faith. And Sister Mary, did you get my request for you to be the official responder this new moon service for the people?
No, I didn't get that. But I
you
can.
Didn't get that. Okay,
but I
did, amen.
But I can.
Amen. All right, then I'm officially requesting that. Rather than having everybody trying to speak in unison, that when we do the new moon service portion of this, that you be the official responder for the people. Everybody can repeat, you know, at their own house, but Sister Mary will actually be the only one that we hear, okay, so that it sounds more decent and in order. All right. Let us go before the Most High. Let's do our statement of faith. Now, the ladies to cover their heads, men uncover your heads, and our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe that in Elohim according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I'm a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments, according to Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verse 13. Let us start off this evening. Everyone, this is a holy day. This is a day that we want to open our mouths and pay the Most High reverence. We want to shout out praise to him. Let us start by giving the Most High Elohim that we serve a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. We just love you, Father. We love you today. We love you for coming down and visiting our forefathers, sounding the trumpet, Father, making it so loud that they feared you, Father, that they feared the sound of the trumpet, and that they looked to see you, Father, and because of their fear, they did not disobey. They did not want to talk to you directly, Father, but they wanted Moses to go and talk for you. Father, we just love and thank you for everything that you do for us. This is your night. This is in the future how we know that you will come back and you will present yourself to us, Father. And so we hungrily await. We are thirsty for you, Father, and we worship you on this night. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We thank you. Now, I got to tell you guys, the doctor gave me some pills. They were for some high blood pressure, and I had been taking them for about 3 or 4 days, and one of the side effects of these pills is shortness of breath, and had I known that that was a side effect, I would not have taken them. So if I sound winded, it's because of the side effects of these pills, which I have since stopped taking because I can't walk down the stairs. I can't do anything without getting winded, it seems, from these. So pray for me, and I'm still going to give the Most High my all. All right. Let us go to let's hold holy hands up to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to come together, Father, and to celebrate the Feast of Trumpets and your new moon. Father, we're asking that you would meet us here tonight, that you would grace us with your presence, and that we might give you glory and honor and praise. Father, we want to be with you. We want to behold you. We want to be your people. So, Father, we pray on this night that you would manifest yourself to us, appear unto us, Father. Let us feel your presence, for we greatly need you all the time. This is your high holy day, a day that you chose to come down to our forefathers and to present yourself to the nation of Israel. And Father, we shall recount your visit, but we want one of our own. And we pray for it even tonight in Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Let us start off. This is the Feast of Trumpets with the blowing of the shofar. And I did not bring my actual shofar with me, so this will be recorded. Go to the book of Exodus, the book of Exodus, chapter 19, the book of Exodus, chapter 19. And when you have it, if you'll say amen, we want to read this together. The book of Exodus, chapter 19. All right. And is everybody there with me?
Amen.
All right, amen. Thank you. I was wondering if I was being heard. All right, the book of Exodus, chapter 19. And in the third month, when the children of Israel were gone forth out of the land of Egypt, same day came they into the wilderness of Sinai, for they were departed from... Now, your mind that you are
you're breaking up.
Hey, you know me. You're breaking up, Brother Miles. question. You hang up and call back.
Okay. Can I be heard
now? There you go. Yes, you can.
All right. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to keep this off of my Bluetooth, and I'm just going to keep the phone to my ear. Sister Rachel, are you able to hear better now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Let's go back to Exodus chapter 19. Most, I want everybody to go there in their minds. You are coming through the wilderness. You have just come through the Red Sea. You've been traveling, and the Most High has been dealing with us, okay? And he told us that he wants to come and see us, okay? So we're going to go back to Exodus 19, and we're going to read this, but I want you to empathize with the people who are there and put yourself in their position, okay? So verse 2. For they were departed from Rephidim and were come to the desert of Sinai and had pitched in the wilderness, and there Israel camped before the mount. And Moses went up unto Elohim, and Yah called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel, You have seen what I did unto the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings, and brought you unto myself. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. So we've been covering this chapter, and this is our reference for, you know, getting back to our roots, going back to this day, okay? And now we're going to be looking at this day in depth with what the Most High told our forefathers. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests, a holy nation. These are the words which thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel. And Moses came and called for the elders of the people and laid before their faces all these words which Yah commanded him. And all the people answered together and said, All that Yah hath spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people to Yah. So we got our forefathers. They are coming through the wilderness. They have Moses has been up to speak to the Most High. He has come back and told the people what the Most High has said. And the people have said, have replied, all that Yah has said, we will do. And Yah said unto Moses, Lo, I come unto thee in a thick cloud, that the people may hear when I speak with thee and believe thee forever. So the Most High wanted the people to hear him speak to Moses, and to see him speak to Moses so that they would know that the Most High spoke to him, that there would not be any doubts in their minds that the Most High speaks with him and deals directly with Moses. And Moses told the words of the people unto Yah. Verse 10, and Yah said unto Moses, Go unto the people and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes. Get ready for the Most High to come down to visit you. Go wash your clothes, wash your bodies, present yourselves clean, and be ready against the third day. For the third day, Yah will come down in the sight of all the people upon Mount Sinai. So they know that the Most High is going to come down where? On Mount Sinai. And thou shalt set bounds unto the people round about, saying, Take heed to yourselves, that you go not up into the mountain, or touch the border of it. Whosoever touches the mount shall be surely put to death. There shall not a hand touch it, but he shall surely be stoned or shot through. Whether it be beast or man, it shall not live. When the trumpet sounds long, they shall come up to the mount. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people and sanctified the people, and they washed their clothes. And he said unto the people, Be ready against the third day. Come not at your wives. So he's telling the men and the women, go wash your clothes. and come clean before me. And then be ready against the third day, and on the third day, don't have sexual intercourse with your wives. Wives, don't have sexual intercourse with your husbands. Because as we've gone through the law, we know why this is now. Because sexual intercourse makes us unclean before the Most High. He says it puts us in a sinful state before him. And so we would be, if we came at our wives or our husbands on this date, then we would be unclean when the Most High arrived. And he wanted us to be what? Clean, without sin. And it came to pass on the third day, in the morning, that there were thunders and lightnings and a thick cloud upon the mountain, and the voice of the trumpet exceedingly loud, so that all the people that was in the camp trembled. Now, I want you to close your eyes. We blow the shofar every Sabbath, and the shofar that we blow is beautiful. But I want you to imagine the sound of the shofar coming from the clouds, from this, what would appear to be a very bad thunderstorm, with black clouds and lightnings and thunderings. And you hear the shofar, and the shofar just starts to sound, and it gets louder and louder and louder and louder. It is more than likely causing the ground to shake. And so it keeps getting louder. And so the people start to fear. So let's read verse 16 again. And it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunders and lightnings, and a thick cloud upon the mount, and the voice of the trumpet exceeding loud, so that was in the camp trembled. Now, you know, I could imagine this thunderstorm and this cloud that's coming, that thick and black and lightning is thundering, and the sound of the trumpet starts coming out of it, and the people just, you know, are in, you know, have you ever been in a severe storm? You just afraid for the storm's sake? Those clouds don't look like they mean us no good. This is the appearance that they're seeing. And so when they're hearing the trumpet come out of it, they all begin to tremble. They're not standing out there clapping and jumping up and down and saying, come, Yah, come. They're not doing that. They are afraid. You know, so and we are in the same condition. Amen. And Moses brought forth the people out of the camp to meet with Elohim. And they stood at the nether, or at the further part of the mount. And Mount Sinai was altogether on smoke. So the mountain is smoking. Mm-hmm. And they see this thunderstorm. And because Yah descended upon it in fire. Now, when we've done previous lessons, we know that the Most High appears as fire. He appears like molten, the scriptures describe him as like molten lava, that color. Orange is red.
Yeah.
And he's descending on the mountain, and the mountain begins to smoke, and then the mountain begins to melt. We, you know, like a volcano. And so this is what our forefathers are seeing, and this is what I want you to imagine, that the mountain in front of you, all of a sudden you see lava starting to run down the sides of it. But what's causing the lava is the Most High himself melting the mountain as he comes down on it. Okay, let's continue. And Mount Sinai was altogether on a smoke, because Yah descended upon it in fire, and the smoke thereof ascended as the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mount quaked greatly. So now the earth is shaking like a great earthquake. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Elohim answered him by voice. Now, why did Elohim answer him by voice? The Most High already told him, I'm going to let them hear me speak to you. So you're going to speak to me, and I'm going to answer you back. And the people heard this. They saw his sight, and they heard it. and they were afraid.
I wasn't even really scared, man.
Amen. And when the voice of the trumpet sounded long and waxed louder and louder, Moses spake, and Elohim answered him by a voice. And Yah came down upon the Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and Yah called Moses up to the top of the mountain. And Moses went up. And Yah said unto Moses, go down, charge the people, lest they break through unto Yah to gaze. You know how we are. Let me see, let me see. But Moses already told him, hey, anybody touch the mountain, what's supposed to happen to him? He's supposed to die. Whether it's an animal or whether it's a person. So Moses is going to remind the Most High, hey, you already told us that. Verse 21 again. And Yah said unto Moses, go down and charge the people, lest they break through unto Yah to gaze, and many of them perish. And let the priests also, which come near to Yah, sanctify themselves, lest Yah break forth upon them. So don't just come and be looking, you know, out of curiosity. And Moses said unto Yah, the people cannot come up to Mount Sinai, for thou didst charge us, saying, set bounds. And Yah said unto him, away, get thee down, and thou shalt come up, thou and Aaron with thee. But let not the priests and the people break through to come up unto Yah, lest he break forth upon them. So Moses went down unto the people and spake unto them. Verse chapter 20. Exodus chapter 20 and verse 1. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim. Now, I want you to picture this, okay? You are in the crowd, you hear the trumpet blowing. You hear the Most High call to Moses, and Moses answers, or Moses calls to the Most High, and the Most High answers him. And you see the mountain on fire, and you see it melting and the earth quaking. And all of a sudden, the Most High starts to speak. Now, everything that you're about to hear now, all the people heard. So let's see what they heard. Okay, directly from the Most High. And Elohim spake all these words, saying, I am Yah, thy Elohim, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohims before me. Moses didn't have to tell them that. The Most High told them. They heard his voice speaking to Moses. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven images, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, Yah, thy Elohim, am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Again, the Most High is telling us, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. You will obey my voice. If you don't love me, you will not keep my commandments. You will not obey my voice. That is the standard he has set. This is the standard that he's setting before the people. And they are hearing the Most High directly. So let's continue. Verse 7. Thou shalt not take the name of Yah thy Elohim in vain. For Yah will not hold him guiltless that takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work. But the seventh day is the Sabbath of Yah, thy Elohim. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days Yah made the heavens and the earth and the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yah blessed the Sabbath day to hallow it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yah thy Elohim giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, nor shalt thou covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. Now they heard this. They see what's going on the mountain, and they move back. So I want you to imagine yourself being in this crowd of people, and you hear the voice of the Most High giving his 10 instructions, his 10 commandments. This is what I want from you, because the people have already said all that Yah has said we will do. So now Yah gives them the 10 commandments. They have already agreed to keep them. So when they agreed, he says, okay, you agree to do whatever I say, then now I'm going to give you my 10 instructions. But when they saw the mountain and how terrible things were, they removed themselves. Okay. Now, Yah wanted to speak directly to the people. And he spoke these things directly to the people. And now they're afraid, really afraid. And they go and they remove themselves afar off. We're going to die if we stay here. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not Elohim speak with us, lest we die. Now they have already heard these things. And they don't want to hear it directly from the Most High, because this is convicting. This is, you can't have an excuse to say that you didn't hear. Okay? So they remove themselves and say, you speak to us, but let not Elohim speak to us. Okay? And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for Elohim has come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that you sin not. So the Most High makes this thing terrible for our forefathers. He makes the mountain shake. He makes the mountain melt. His voice and the trumpet are loud. And, you know, for the trumpet to be blowing loud, the Most High's voice got to be loud for the people to hear him. Even Moses' voice has to be amplified by the Most High so the people hear Moses call to the Most High, and the Most High answers him. And so we got to understand that, put yourself in that position with all this going on. Would you react the same way our forefathers acted? Would you say, it's too terrible? We don't want to talk directly to him. But see, the Most High always wanted to deal with us directly. And he came down. As Moses said, he said, fear not. Don't be afraid, for Elohim has come to prove you. Now, he's not saying don't be respectful. Don't have this genuine fear of him, but don't be so afraid that you run away. And this is what the people were doing. So he came down to prove them and to put the fear of him in them so that they wouldn't sin. Each one of us has to ask ourselves the question, if we saw the Most High descend upon Mount Sinai, and we knew it was the Most High, and the mountain starts to have earthquakes, which means the ground beneath our feet is shaking, and the mountain starts to melt, it's on fire, and then we hear these trumpets come out of the cloud, and it's this dark, menacing cloud. This cloud, he says, and a thick smoke. A thick cloud in darkness. This cloud caused it to turn from day to night. That's something that is not commonly said, but when he says he came down in a thick cloud, if you've ever seen a thick thunderstorm, a real bad thunderstorm, it can change it from day to night. Get dark. This is in the middle of the day. And so it gets dark. Would you fear him? Would you be prone to obey what he just said? Because they heard him. Okay, so I want you to put yourself in that position. Verse 21, and the people stood afar off, and Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where Yah was, where Elohim was. It was dark. It was in the middle of the day, but it turned dark from this thick thunderstorm that the Most High comes in. And Yah said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, you have seen how I have talked with you from heaven. So they heard these commandments. They heard them. They heard what was said. You shall not have any other God before me. They heard that. The people heard it. The people heard. I am Yah thy Elohim, which has brought you out, be out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other Elohim before me. Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image of any likeness of anything that is in the heavens above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth. The people heard this. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I am Yah thy Elohim. Am a jealous Elohim, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. They heard this. Can't reiterate that enough because, see, we never really told that they heard this. I was never told that they actually heard this. But the scriptures tell us that they actually heard it. So when we see what's, you know, the Ten Commandments on TV, and Moses is up on top of the mountain, and the Most High is writing the tablets with his finger. They bypass all this to the point where Moses goes up on the mountain, and the Most High writes the tablets with his finger. But before then, before Moses goes up on the mountain to get the tablets, the Most High spoke these things to our forefathers, that they would hear it. And so they are without excuse. Can't say, the Most High, he told Moses, he didn't tell us. No, he told our forefathers. Now imagine that you are there and you hear the voice of the Most High saying these things. Would the fear of Elohim be in you? That's my question to you. Because, see, when he returns to the earth, he says that he's going to darken, he's going to blank out the stars, the moon, and the sun. And we're going to see him come down like this again, but the only thing that's going to be shining in the sky is him. And he's going to light again. And the trumpet's going to blow and be heard worldwide. This day, our forefathers saw it. We will see it again. And so, is it enough to put the fear of Elohim in you? Because this is what his intent, that you might fear Elohim and not sin. Keep his commandments. Let's continue let's go back to verse 22. Hear the word of Yah. And Yah said unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, you have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. You shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall you make unto you gods of gold, Elohims of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, and thy sheep, and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, and I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it with hewn stone or cut stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shall thou go up to the steps of mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. So he's speaking, still speaking to them. You have heard, you have seen how I have talked with you from heaven. And he continues to talk with them, and the people continue to hear this. So they can't say, we didn't know. So I want you to put yourself in that frame of mind, okay? The Most High has descended. He has come down. He has spoken to the children of Israel. And as he's coming down, so far, and louder where they don't have a choice but to know that the one that is coming is the Most High Elohim. And they get to hear his voice talking to Moses. That you hear this trumpet tonight, I want you to imagine it louder and louder. I want you to imagine that the Most High is coming, because he's going to come again, and we celebrate this feast day in remembrance of his coming down to our forefathers. And we blow this trumpet not only in this feast day, but in the new moons. This trumpet, the sound of this trumpet, the sound of this shofar, the Most High says, summons him, that when he hears it, that he will come, and that he will answer our prayers, that he will meet us. And so we have to believe this and understand this with all our heart, that when we hear this shofar, that we are summoning the Most High, and he's not going to appear to us until he's ready again to return to the earth in the way that he showed himself to our forefathers. But we hear and we read in the book that at the last trump, then he's going to, with a shout of the archangel, he's going to return to the earth. And so this day is coming again. If you know and believe this, then you ought to worship the Most High and reverence him and obey his voice in all that you do. Cannot, you know, do what's right in our own hearts, in our own minds. But we have to obey him. He said, I did this with your forefathers, that they would hear that I talked with Moses, and that they would know that it was me that was doing it, that they might fear me and not sin. Let us go. Just a second. I'm going to read one verse from the New Testament, and we're going to go into the new moon portion of this, which we will still incorporate aspects of the feast of, want to get another verse. Let's see. Give me one moment here to find this verse in Thessalonians. Let us go to, didn't find it. Interesting. Just a second. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. And start in verse 16. And actually, we're going to start before verse 16. Let's start at verse 13. The book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, starting in verse 13. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Thank you. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you know, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Yeshua died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Yeshua will Elohim bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of Yah, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of Yah shall not prevent them which are asleep. For Yah himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of Elohim. And the dead in Mashiach shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet Yah in the air, and so shall we ever be with Yah. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So he's going to, at the last trump, going to descend. This trumpet, the trumpet in our people signifies many different things. And it signifies judgment. It signifies his return. It signifies the announcing of his arrival. And so we are to be looking for this trump. Now, it says the last trump, the last trumpet. There's going to be seven of them. And on the last one, he's going to return. And we're going to see him in the sky. So let us continue. We are looking forward to this day, but not with the expectation that it's going to be, you know, this kind day, this merciful day. Because if you are not ready when he returns, he's not having mercy. He's not coming back to be loving and kind. He's coming back to thump heads. He's not even taking names. And so he tells us this is this day when he comes this next time, it's not a day that we should want for. Because we don't even know if we might get in. And so we shouldn't be all puffed up and saying, oh, yeah, we know. We the people of the book. We know. No, you better obey the voice of the Most High. And if this day happens in your life, then you will know when he passes you by and leaves a peace offering. I'm at peace with you. He says he's going to leave a peace offering. And so we want to receive that peace offering. Okay. So we see the Most High coming down. He tells Israel to get ready, coming down to present myself to the nation. And I want you to clean yourselves up. Don't come at your wives. Wives, don't come at your husbands. And on the third day, I'm going to give you my instructions. And the people say, all that Yah has said, we will do. And he comes down and they hear the instructions. They hear the commandments. They are so afraid that they're like, Moses, you go talk to him. We fear for our life if we talk to him. But what I want us to understand and to pull from this is that they heard. They heard directly from the Most High. They got afraid, but they still heard. And they pulled back and they said, hey, we don't want to talk to him directly. You talk to him for us. But the truth of the matter is they heard the Most High. Even down to the point of what type of altar to build and don't be making gods of gold and silver. The people heard this, the entire nation. So we want to be mindful of what the Most High did for them. You know, surely if we had seen that, we would be in fear, and we ought to be in fear today. We ought to be in fear of him today. Okay. So this is what trumpets is all about. The trumpets are used for many different things, but in this case, what we celebrate is his return. Just like he came down and spoke to our forefathers, he's going to come down and speak to us and be amongst us again. And so we celebrate that day until it returns. We celebrate this day until he returns to do it. And knowing that when he comes, just as our forefathers were in fear at that site, trust me, you will be in fear of it as well at that site. We're not going to be, you know, rah-rah and you know, cheering the Most High on, because it is meant to terrify you. It is meant to show you his awesomeness, the awesomeness of his power. And that is only, you know, a little bit of his power, but it's enough that, hey, I can shake mountains. I can cause them to melt just at my presence. And so you ought to be and have a healthy respect and fear of me. And that should be enough to keep you, especially if you witness this yourself, should be enough to keep you from sinning. Okay. Let us reverence our Elohim. Remember how he appeared to our forefathers. Let us remember, because this is how he's going to return. Let me do a thing here. Let me put my glasses on so I'm not seeing all blurry. Now, I played this before, but I'm going to play it again, and I want you to listen to the words in light of what we just read. Over and over. Happens to be a high holy day this month. The things that you should have with you. You should have your bottle of grape juice or your wine that needs to be blessed if it hasn't already been blessed. You should have unleavened bread, wafer form or cracker form. We also will need to bless that. And you will need a meal to eat, to be blessed and enjoyed with the family. The service for the declaration of the new moon service. The service begins when there are three stars normally visible in the sky. And at nightfall, whenever the stars are not visible, the new moon shall be observed by the calendar's astronomical calculations. Okay, we have the Most High said that in the latter days that knowledge would increase. We can predict the new moons and for years on out, okay? So we don't really have to go out and look up at the three stars or look at the moon to see if we see the crescent moon to know that it's the new moon. When we are together as a congregation, we can do that. But we can go by what the astronomical numbers, calculations say the new moon appears on this at this time, at this date, this month. Okay. Let us begin. Let us bow our heads. We celebrate the festival of the new moon as an appointment with Yah Elohim, as he has commanded us. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim, Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and of Jacob. Our Father, we fervently call upon you. You are the great and mighty one, Most High Elohim, whose name alone is Yahweh, the Eternal One, Elohim of hosts. You are merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in loving kindness, and keeping covenant forever with those who fear your name and keep your commandments. You made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arm. Nothing is too difficult for you. You are all-powerful to save, and you bestow gracious favors to your people. In love, you are holy, and your name is holy. And we separate ourselves this night to come before you to honor and revere and praise your holy name. And Sister Mary will repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Elohim of Elohims.
Elohims of Elohims.
And Yah of Yahs.
And Yah of Yahs.
The Holy One of Israel.
The Holy One of Israel.
Okay, now I will continue. You have called us to this appointed time to offer unto you sacrifices and offerings, to rejoice before you in salvation, in the salvation of our souls, which you have provided through Yeshua, our Messiah. You have given us the beginning of the months as a season for making amends and of atonement for sin and renewal of our consecration and offering an acceptable sacrifice of our lives to you upon your altar. And Sister, you repeat after me. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
Who has kept us and sustained us.
And enabled us to keep this appointment with you.
And enable us to keep this appointment with you.
Amen. Accept us, your people, we pray, and let our prayers come before you, and may our worship be acceptable in your presence. We ask that you would restore your holy sanctuary upon the earth and dwell with us once more in your glory. May we have the blessing of beholding your return to Zion, when you will restore your divine glory upon her. And Sister Mary, you will repeat this. We bless and praise you.
We bless and praise you.
For your eternal counsels.
For your eternal counsels.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
When you will have compassion upon your people.
And restore your glory once again.
And restore your glory once again.
Upon Zion and your kingdom.
Upon Zion and your kingdom.
Shall be exalted over all.
Shall be exalted over all.
Amen. The book of Psalms, Amen. Chapter 81. The book of Psalms, chapter 81, verses 1 through 5. And when everybody has this, they'll say amen.
Amen.
All right, thank you, my sister. To the chief musician upon Gittith, a psalm of Asaph, sing aloud unto Elohim our strength. Make a joyful noise unto Elohim, the Elohim of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the timbrel, the pleasant harp with the psaltery. Blow up the trumpet in the new moon, in the time appointed on our solemn feast day. For this is a statute, excuse me, for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the Elohim of Jacob. This he ordained in Joseph for a testimony when he went out through the land of Egypt, where I heard a language that I understood not. So the Most High commands us to blow the trumpet in the new moon, and in his Sabbath days, we are to blow it. We are to blow it for the Feast of Trumpets. Let us go before the Most High once again. And bear with me. Prepare for the sounding of the shofar once again in the celebration of the beginning of the month, the new moon. Amen and amen and amen. Let me have everyone stand.
Amen.
Let me have everyone stand. Let us go to the book of Numbers, chapter 10. And what we are going to do on this high holy day, I'm going to sound the shofar four times. You are going to be standing, and you're going to be facing east for the first sounding. You know when the sound comes to an end. When the sound comes to the end, you are to turn to the right and face the south. I will sound the shofar again. At the end of the sounding of the shofar, you are to turn to the right once again and face the west. I will sound the shofar again. And then at the end of that sounding, you will turn to the right one more time and you will be facing north. And we will sound the shofar one last time in celebration of this new moon and in celebration of the Feast of Trumpets. And as you are turning, you should be praising the Most High. You should be singing up praise to him. I can't tell you what to say. This has to come from your heart. So praise him as you are hearing the sound of the shofar. Numbers chapter 10 and verse 10. And in the day of your gladness, and in your solemn days, and in the beginning of your months, you shall blow with the trumpet over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings, that you may be, that they may be to you for a memorial before Yah. I am Yah, your Elohim. Now, we know today that we don't have burnt offerings, and we are to be that living sacrifice. So let's get this verse. 1 second. I want us to all go there. We one moment. Let us go to Romans chapter 12. The book of Romans, chapter 12. And we will be starting in verse 1. The book of Romans, chapter 12. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Thank you. Romans chapter 12, starting in verse 1. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of Elohim, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto Yah, which is your reasonable service. We are those living sacrifices. We are those sacrifices, the peace offering, the free will offering, the burnt offering. So as we sound the shofar, you should be standing at this point, facing the east, the direction that the sun comes up. And I will sound the shofar, and you should be praising and offering yourself as that living sacrifice to the Most High Elohim, that he might find you acceptable in his eyes. Amen. So as we hear the shofar, let not your mouth be still. Glory to your name, Father.
Hallelujah. Everybody turn to the right.
should now be facing the south. Holding hands raised to the Most High Elohim.
Thank you. Now give it to them. Now open the standards and satisfy the desire of every living thing. Now is right in all his ways and holy in all his works. Now is not unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. Yah preserves all them that love him, and all the wicked will he destroy. My mouth shall speak the praises of Yah, and let all the flesh bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen. Let us turn to the right. We should be facing the north. The last blowing of the trumpet. Praise Yah.
Shofar, oh Yah.
Blessed are the people that know the sound of the shofar, oh Yah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance, oh Yah.
We shall walk in the light of your countenance, oh Yah.
Deuteronomy chapter 6, the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Let us all turn there, and you may take your seat. The book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, my sister.
Yes.
Verses 4 through 6. Thank you again, my sister. Hear, O Israel, Yah, our Elohim, is one Yah. And thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim Thou shalt love Yah thy Elohim with all thine heart and with all thy soul and with all thy might. And these are the words which I commanded thee this day shall be in thine heart. The Shema. Shema Israel. Yahuwah Eloheinu. Yahuwah Echad. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim, Yah is one. Blessed is the name of his glorious kingdom for all eternity. Hear, O Israel, Yah our Elohim is one. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise on this evening. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless him. Hallelujah. Let's continue. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Glory to his name.
Amen.
He is worthy to separate Rosh Chodesh, the new moon, from the rest of the month. We light the seven branches of the menorah as a representation of the fullness. The fullness of the Shekinah glory and the seven spirits of Elohim, which will illuminate the new Jerusalem. So we like he's in remembrance of the seven spirits that are before his throne. We come before you, Almighty Elohim, this night thanking you for all the fullness of the Godhead or the Elohim head that dwells in Yeshua, our Messiah, and in him is hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And we are believing tonight that as we light the menorah, that you would impart to us an increased measure of your spirit to shine in our hearts and to fill these earthen vessels of ours with your glory, so that the illumination of your presence will manifest through us. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. The book of Colossians, chapter 2, and we will be reading verse 3. And when you have it, if you'll say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. In whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge? Drop down to verse 9. We're going to get verses 9 through 12. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in the putting off of the body of sin, of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him through the faith of the operation of Elohim, who has raised him from the dead. The book of Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27. Go back to Colossians, chapter 1, verse 27 through 29. And when you have it, if you'll say amen. Colossians,
amen.
Chapter 1. Verses 27 through 29. Thanks, my sister.
Amen.
To whom Elohim would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Yeshua HaMashiach, whereunto I also labor, striving according to his working, which worketh in me mightily. Let us bow our heads. We ask that you would impart unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Yeshua, so that the eyes of our understanding might be enlightened to know what is the hope of his calling and the riches of the glory of his inheritance in us, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, so that we might be strengthened with might through his spirit in our inner man, that Messiah may dwell in our hearts through faith, and that we might comprehend and rely and really experience the love of Messiah, which surpasses knowledge, and be filled with all fullness of Elohim. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 through 19. And when you have it, you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. That the Elohim of Yeshua HaMashiach, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and the revelation and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us word who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 16 through 19. And when you have it, you say amen.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 3. Thank you. Thank you very much. Verses 16 through 19. That he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his spirit in the inner man, that Yeshua may dwell in your hearts by faith, that you being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, to to know the love of Mashiach, which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of Elohim. Let us now go before the Most High, and let us get Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. The book of Isaiah, chapter 11, verses 1 and 2. We're going to invoke these blessings. And when you have it, you'll say amen. Isaiah chapter 11,
amen.
Verses 1 and 2. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. Spirit of Yah shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and the fear of Elohim. Let us all now go before the Most High. And Sister Mary, you will respond for the people. Would you fill us, your people, this night, Spirit of Yah? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of Yah.
Would you fill us, your people, this night, with the Spirit of Wisdom? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Wisdom.
We receive the Spirit of Wisdom.
Would you fill us, your people, this night, with the Spirit of Understanding? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Understanding.
We receive the Spirit of Understanding.
Would you fill us, your people, this night, with the Spirit of Counsel? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Counsel.
We receive the Spirit of Counsel.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Might? Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of Might.
We receive the Spirit of Might.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of Knowledge? This is the Mary response for the people. We receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
We receive the Spirit of Knowledge.
Would you fill us, your people, this night with the Spirit of the Fear of Yah? And Sister Mary, we receive the Spirit of the Fear of Yah.
We receive the Spirit of the Fear of Yah.
Amen. And hallelujah. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45. So let us all go there. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 45, verse 17. Here it is. And when you have it, you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it shall be the prince's part to give burnt offerings and meat offerings and drink offerings in the feast and in the new moon and in the Sabbath, in all solemnities of the house of Israel. He shall prepare the sin offering and the meat offering and the burnt offering and the peace offering, to make reconciliation for the house of Israel. Ezekiel chapter 46 and verse 1. And when we have it, we'll say amen. We'll be reading verses 1
amen.
And 2. Amen. Thank you. Thus saith Yah Elohim, the gate of the inner court that looks toward the east shall be shut 6 working days, but on the Sabbath it shall be opened. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be open. And the prince shall enter in by the way of the porch of that gate without, and shall stand by the post of that gate. And the priest shall prepare his burnt offerings and his peace offerings, and he shall worship at the threshold of the gate. Then shall he go forth, but the gate shall not be shut until evening. Likewise, the people of the land shall worship at the door of this gate before Yah, in the Sabbath and in the new moon. And the burnt offering that the prince shall offer unto Yah in the Sabbath, they shall be 6 lambs without blemish, and a ram without blemish. And the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, an ephah and a ram without blemish. and the meat offering shall be an ephah for a ram, and the meat offering for the lamb, and as he shall be able to give, and a hind of oil to an ephah. And in the day of the new moon, it shall be a young bullock without blemish, and six lambs, and a ram. They shall be without blemish. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66. The book of Isaiah, chapter 66. Starting in verse 22. We'll be getting verses 22 through 24. And you have it if you say amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. For as the new heaven and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith Yah, so shall your seed and your name remain. And it shall come to pass that from one new moon to another, and from one Sabbath to another, shall all flesh come to worship before me, saith Yah. And they shall go forth and look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me, for their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. We thank you, Yah, for your blessing. We thank you, Yah, for allowing us to observe your new moon. We pray that you would meet us in it. Let us bow our heads. May it be your will, Yah, our Elohim, and Elohim of our Father, that we begin this month with the pardoning of sin and the forgiveness of iniquity. If there be any among us that have sinned ignorantly, that we did not know what we were doing, we wish to repent for those sins right now and have them prayed for to be forgiven. This will be your time. For this is the way the Most High has declared for ignorant sins that they should be forgiven. Bless and sanctify this new month to us and to all your people with joy and with gladness, with blessings and provisions for all our needs, in peace and in prosperity. Unite our hearts to fear your name, so that you will keep, so that we will keep your commandments and walk in the paths of righteousness for your honor and to receive your blessings. We long for the day when the Torah will go forth from Zion to all nations, when darkness will flee, saints of the Most High will possess the kingdom, when you will destroy those who destroy the earth, when wars will forever cease, when justice and righteousness will fill the earth. And fill the earth as the oceans cover the earth, and when Yah will be king over all the earth, and his name one. And let us all say, amen.
Amen.
Sister Mary, I need you to repeat this part for all the people.
Okay.
Our gratitude to you.
We express our gratitude to you,
Creator of the universe.
Creator of the universe.
For the renewal of our lives.
For the renewal of our lives.
And the hope we have in you.
And the hope that we have in you.
For the coming month.
For the coming month.
Are you who sanctifies your people, Israel?
Blessed are you who sanctify your people, Israel.
In the beginning of the month.
In the beginning of the month.
And you will now repeat the following as well. O Yah, our Elohim.
O Yah, our Elohim.
We call upon you this day to hear our prayer.
We call upon you today to hear our prayer.
For forgiveness for all our shortcomings.
For forgiveness for all of our shortcomings.
For all our transgressions and for all our sins.
For all of our transgressions and for all of our sins.
For your holy name's sake.
For your holy name's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for Zion's sake.
And for your people's sake.
And for your people's sake.
and for all mankind.
And for all mankind.
Who turn to you and seek your compassion.
Who turn to you and seek your compassion.
And your mercy.
And your mercy.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Yah, our rock and our redeemer.
Hear our prayer.
Hear our prayer.
And all
amen.
The people say, amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, Elohim of our Father. And our Elohim, we ask that in this coming month, that you would give us what we need, spirit, to grow in your life. That you would give us what we need emotionally to walk in your way. That you would give us what we need mentally to be conscious of you and your word at all times. Give me a hot second here. That you would give us what we need financially, that we would have sufficient for ourselves and can bless others. That you would give us what we need physically so that we can serve you faithfully and glorify you in all that we do. Amen. Let us now get the wine. And, you know, I think I want to do this. Let's do the bread. Yeah, let's do the bread first. So I want you to get the, whatever you have, whether it is a wafer or a cracker, an unleavened bread. Yeah, let's get those now. And also get the wine, have it ready as well so that we can bless both. And when everybody has it, amen. I need to hear amen from everyone that you are with us in this thing.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister.
Amen.
Thank you, my sister. All right. Yeah, I don't know why this phone is acting up this way. All right. Let us take the bread in our hands. Let us put it in our left hand and put our right hand over. Bread in our left hand, right hand over. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. And Sister Mary, I need you to repeat this part for the people.
Okay.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Who resurrects bread from the earth.
Blessed are you, Yah, for sanctifying us.
Blessed are you, Yah, for sanctifying us, your people.
In the renewal of our lives this month.
In the renewal of our lives.
This month.
This month.
Father, Yah, we bless this bread. We sanctify it. As it is the, represents the body of Messiah. Father, we consecrate it to this purpose. That it is holy. You may now take the bread and eat it. And as you said, take, break it. This is my body. Eat you all of it. So whatever you have broken off and have blessed, eat all of it. Understanding that this is Messiah's body that was broken for you. You didn't deserve it. Yet still he was faithful. even unto death, that we might have a way.
Yeah.
And we now take the wine. And we have people who need to have it to be blessed by the bottle that they have. We want to remember that this bottle that you take, whether it's grape juice or whether it's wine, that once it is blessed, you are, the bottle is holy. You can't feed this common. You can't just go have a drink out of it, you know, with a meal. Okay? So we want to understand that and make sure that you consecrate this bottle. So take the bottle in our left hand, cover it with our right. Whether it be grape juice or whether it be wine. And then, Sister Mary, you will repeat after me.
Okay.
Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. After the same manner, also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, this is the cup in the New Testament, in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. And Sister Mary, you shall repeat this. Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
Blessed are you, Yah, our Elohim.
King of the universe.
King of the universe.
Who created fruit of the vine.
Who created the fruit of the vine.
Father Yah, bless this wine, consecrating it, that it represents the blood of Messiah, which was shed for us. Father, let us not treat this bottle of wine as common, because we will not treat the leftover bread that we had, wafer, cracker, or whatever it was, as common, but that it represents the body of Messiah. Holy. We shall not consume it as something common that we would drink with a meal, but this is to be used wholly for your consecrated service. You may now drink the wine. As you finish, you ought to be thanking the Most High for the Messiah who came and gave his body for us. Thank you, Yah. Thank you, Yah, for Messiah. Thank you for his faithfulness. Thank you for being faithful unto death, that you would make a way out of no way, that we should have salvation in you. Father, there is no other plan that would have worked but your perfect way. And Father, we reverence what Messiah went through on the cross, how he was beaten and disrespected and stabbed and torn open for our sins in that. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Messiah. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you, Father. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. The book of Hebrews, chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. And when you have it, if you say amen.
Amen.
Amen. He has these last things spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of majesty on high, he made so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. For it was befitting of him, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. For it was befitting for him, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, and bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through the suffering. Through suffering for both he that sanctifies and those who are being sanctified are all of one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren. We thank you, to God, Elohim, and that you did not deny, even unto death. Let us give the Most High hand cup of praise for our salvation and for Messiah, for the work that he has done. Let us honor him in this day as we remember his sacrifices for us. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. It is now that time. Whatever meal that you have bought for yourself, let's go get them now and let us bless them. And let us sit down and have a meal before the Most High. When you are ready, let me know.
We're ready.
Amen.
All right, amen. All right. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We thank you for life and health and strength today. We pray over this meal, Father, and ask that you will bless it in the nourishment of our bodies. In Christ's name's sake, amen and amen. You may go warm up your meal and share into it. And I will play some music as we eat.
Everything I do is for you. I give you the praise and the glory. You came and you walk in the flesh, an example of love. It is the story. Your words jump at me like a picture. The perfect you are in the scriptures. Your words, they don't change and they don't go void. You are the truth you deliver. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that for fact. You are the Redeemer, and they know you coming back. I will never go at it alone, cause you are my force and you are my defender. I have to protect all my members, cause I gotta be in that number. Most High, I honor you. You are my Elohim. You're the creator of everything. There are no others beside you, and they know that. So excited when I think of all the things you've done for me. Do as you will, you want done with me. Oh yeah, 'cause I'm tired of fighting. Sometimes it gets hard, I cannot do it alone. 'Cause I need you, yeah, on my side. You are the light up high
to worship you.
To worship you.
And I found
out all
my need.
All praise to you.
All praise
to you. Up high
to worship you.
I vow to be humble. Yeah, hearken to my sincere supplication. When I'm weak and when I stumble, you are always there to catch me when I fall. You are my rock and salvation, only one that I can trust. You're my best friend. Whenever I'm in doubt, to you I'll give a shout. With hands held high, I'll be calling on your name. Yeah, I
raise
to worship you. Bow down, all praise to you. Up high. I need you, yeah, I need you, yeah, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you, oh, I need you.
How to reach my family. How to reach the sea, yes I am. Open up the scriptures, prophecy is written freely, giving children read. 28 Deuteronomy's 15 from 68 proclaim. If we disobey, broke the covenant, that we would bear this shame. 400 years in a land that is not ours. 400 years against our enemy and having no power. 400 years of oppression bound in chains. 400 years for disobedience. We bear the shame. We bear the shame.
Israel been asleep for so long, we can't tell which way we going. Right or wrong, pouring to the sun, got in the churches on the first day, calling on Jesus who threw the law away. This led to 400 years of oppression and depression. Should we by now have learned our lesson? Shackles are off, but our minds in a deceptive state. What do you think is gonna be our end state? Delay.
How to reach my family. How to reach the seed of Israel. Open up the scriptures, prophecy is written freely, giving children read. 28 Deuteronomy 15, 68 proclaim. If we disobey the rope of covenant, that we would bear the shame. 400 years in a land that is not ours. 400 years of disobedience and having no power. 400 years of oppression bound in chains. 400 years of disobeying, we lost his name. 400 years. 400 years, we've been the tail and not the head, the scripture says. 400 years in a land that is not ours. 400 years against our enemy. Bound in chains. 400 years we disobeying.
We flying up in Babylon, haters getting whipped on. Still practice voodoo while we sing that Obama song. Before we arrive to the kingdom, must come out of her. Spiritually and physically, wean ourselves from her. We must believe in Yah and accept no trash from her. Victory Babylon, the wickedness she be on. Man, our people minds gone, suicidal brains blown. However, Yah is in control, we must stay whole and be strong. And join the fold, this is not a show. Bump this in your whip, turn off the radio.
Drawing up to the time. Drawing up to the time. 400 years.
Here we go again, Israel. A lot of Israelites is going back into the world, you know. I can't figure it out. I mean, where you gonna go? Go after you heard this truth.
I've got a question.
Thought I'd be here, and I was so caught out, but there ain't nothing now. Yeah.
All right, amen, 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 amen. He's a faithful. He's a long-suffering. To those who have a heart to do the will of the Most High, peace and blessings be unto you. May the peace of Yah be upon you. May he bless you in all that you put your hand to. May he forgive your sins and throw them into the sea of forgetfulness. And may he be with you. Pray that you have finished eating your meal and that you are ready to wrap up this Feast of Trumpets and New Moon service. Let us go to the book of Numbers, chapter 6. The book of Numbers, chapter 6. And when you have it, if you say amen.
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 Amen. Numbers, chapter 6. Starting in verse 24. Yah bless thee and keep thee. Yah make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Yah lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. And they shall put my name upon the children of Israel, and I will bless them. May the name of Israel, the name of Yah, Israel, be upon you, and may Yah bless you. This concludes our New Moon service and our Feast of Trumpet service. And I pray that you were blessed in it. I know I've been blessed just to be faithful and to keep it and to know his will. May he who exists present you gifts and will guide you or guard you with a hedge of protection. May he who exists illuminate you with the wholeness of his being, bringing order, and he will beautify you. May he who exists lift up the wholeness of his being and look upon you to set in place all you need to be whole and complete in him. Everyone have a blessed evening. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you for hanging around and excusing my tardiness. And we pray that the Most High encampeth angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, but there's no way I can love you like the Most High loves you. Shalom, family, and happy Feast of Trumpet, and happy New Moon service.
the universe. And everything that lives and breathes, you made it happen with just words. You have no beginning, and you have no ending. I think it's amazing, it's beyond my understanding. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. Sometimes all I wanna do is jump, lift my hand up high and stomp. Clean me with the water, baptized, get dumped. I'm filled with the Ruach and now I'm drunk. Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no me. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. Always there, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall away. Yahuwah, he lives forever. Sing his praise, which dwelleth in Zion. Our Elohim is worth a perfect. And his kingdom will reign forever. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no.